So, here we are. Another episode of my random thoughts, my random energy that flows through the universe. So who am I? I am Will Robertson, and I thank you for listening. So today, I was out driving, just to the store and back, really. And as I do, many days, I think about things about, about the universe, about the world, about our place in the world as I'm driving, about things I see as I'm driving. And I happen to see, a sight that is not very, let me put it this way, a sight that is all too common, sadly all too common here in the rural area of California, but as well as anywhere in America. I'm sure anywhere in America, in the world, really. It's a sight that is sad, disconcerting, disappointing. It is troubling. It is a sight that irritates me. And I'm sure it comes across to you the same way. Well, at least I would hope it does. That sight, dead animals. Specifically, dead cats. I am a cat lover. I love cats. I have a wonderful kitty. Her name is Raider. Being a Raiders fan, that's why I named her Raider. Now, she's solid black. There's no silver on her, so, I could spray paint some silver on her, but that would be wrong, right? That would be wrong, right? Yes, it would be, yes. Anyways, she's solid black. So, at least, she has one of the two colors. She's black as midnight, but she's a wonderful kitty. Her name is Raider, and I love her to death. And, she goes in and out. She's an indoor-outdoor cat. She wanders around outdoors, but she knows where her food is. So she comes in at night and gobbles up food. And sometimes we keep her in for 24 hours, 48 hours at a time. But, she likes to go out on nice days. Right now it's raining, so it's not so nice to put her out. Even in the rain, she likes to go out. Crazy cat. But I love her. I love her to death. And I would be lost if she ever disappeared. And she did for a while back when we first got her. She stayed out for 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks. And I was worried to death about her every night until she finally came back in. Well, we found her up in the tree and had to coax her down. But the point is that every night I was broken. For those 2 weeks, I lived, but it was not easy. Let me tell you, she's what, 3 years old now, maybe three and a half. I kind of lost track of her age. She's a wonderful kitty, and I would be devastated beyond devastated if anything negative happened to her. That's why when I'm driving and I see dead cats along the side of the road, and unfortunately, I have been the cause of more than one dead cat, not intentionally, I guarantee you, not, never, ever intentionally, but it does something to my soul inside when I see these dead cats. It hurts, and especially the ones that I hit, it really hurts. I mean, the most recent was a black and white cat, and it was on the side of the road, and for whatever reason, it darts into the road. I try to miss it, but it had a suicide mission. It ran right into my tires. I could hear the thud. I looked in the rearview mirror for a second. I saw the cat. What do you do in that situation? Do you stop? Try to pick it up, take it with you to the vet? Do you just keep going? In my case, I kept going. I saw the cat. I knew it was dead. I mean, the way it had hit, the flopping on the ground in the rearview mirror. It was... I know what a dead cat looks like. That was dead, unfortunately. But it brings to mind, what do you do? What is the proper thing to do? Now, I think majority of us, probably 99.99% of us, we Hit it and run. Hit and run. I hate to admit that we do that, but we do. Because there is no real proper etiquette to it. Or if there is, it isn't well known. So it leaves us to wonder, what is the proper course of action? Now, sure, if the animal is hit near a residence, do you stop and say, Mr. and Miss X, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but your cat is dead, and I unintentionally killed it. I mean, what do you do? Are you going to approach the cat owner and say, I am the cause of your cat's death? I mean, would I want someone to admit their guilt in that to me? How would I react? How would any cat owner react? It's just, it's one of those thoughts that goes through a person's head as they're driving. And we don't talk about it much, and it really needs to be talked about. It needs to be discussed. We need to figure out what the proper course of action is. That's why I'm bringing it up right here. What should we do? Let's have that discussion. Let's open the barriers of conversation. And let's determine what to do. So, here it is. The opening of the conversation. You reply. You send your feedback. And on the next broadcast, I will read some of your emails. Send them to will@riker17.com, will@riker17.com, riker17.com. I will read the emails that I feel best fit the situation. Or maybe all of them, if there's so few. So, email me, or you can post on my Twitter feed, @TWRSRadio. I look forward to your responses, and I thank you for listening. This has been another episode of Will Robertson's Random Energy, here on Anchor.